It is the John Gibson Morning Digestion for November 18th. Can you believe it? November 18th. Okay, so here's the news such as it is. I mean, I think it's pretty pitiful, actually. But, you know, what are we going to do? This is it. New York Times, impeachment. Nobody believes anything anymore. Like, what? I mean, this is so funny, you know, that it's like Brian Stelter on CNN saying, gee, the country is very fractured. Yeah, well, look in the mirror, dude. This is what you've been doing. Nobody believes anything anymore. The money quote, the Democrats in Congress took their case against President Trump to the public last week. But after hours of testimony, thousands of news reports, and days of screaming headlines, one thing was clear. A lot of Americans weren't listening. Quote, now more than ever, the lines between fact-based reporting and opinionated commentary seem blurred for people, said Yvette Alexander, research director at the Knight Foundation, which funds journalism and research. Continuing the quote, that means they trust what they are seeing less. They are feeling less informed. Well, no shit. And then, you know, the New York Times is the worst offender. They, you know, put out their reporters doing analysis pieces, which are nothing more than opinion. People don't, you know, look at this and go, well, wait a minute. New York Times, Republicans shift their defense. Last week it was, this is all secondhand information. This week it's, he did nothing wrong. And, you know, this is, you know, all last week we were, you know, the sad tale of an ambassador being fired, or the sad tale of officials learning that the president is going outside of quote unquote official channels to do his own foreign policy. That's the purview of the president. The New York Times, again, official channel and unofficial channel. You know, they say, well, here was the official channel. It was, you know, Bill Taylor and George Best and Marie Yovanovitch. And here's the unofficial channel. Gordon Sondland, Rick Perry, Kurt Volker, Mick Mulvaney. Well, what is it they don't get? Foreign policy is the president's purview, can do what he wants. If you don't like it, try to get him unelected. Wall Street Journal, Sondland kept administration officials apprised of what was going on in Ukraine. I don't even know why that's a story. Honestly, I just don't. Of course he does. Trump. So there was an unannounced trip to Walter Reed. And just like, oh, president gets sent over to Walter Reed to check him out. It's in the Washington Post. Well, it was in all kinds of places over the weekend. This is a column by Karen Tumulty. And this is a money quote. Now the oldest president in U.S. history claims the purpose of his two-hour medical visit, which was not on his public schedule, was to conduct, quote, phase one of my yearly physical. Everything was very good. Great. We'll complete next year. And she asks, phase one, what does that entail? Has anyone else ever taken a routine physical in installments spread out over months? Has he signed up for some kind of quirky, flexible spending plan with his insurance? Well, you know, as she points out, he's 73 and he's, you know, you just look at him, you can see he's overweight. Yeah, he might have had a little he might have felt a little twinge around the old ticker, you know, and decided to get over there quick. But this is likely to be an issue going, as they say, going forward. What's the status of Trump's health? Politics. Proving he's old and out of it, Biden calls marijuana a gateway drug. That's in the Washington Post. In Fox News, proving again he's old and out of it, AOC tweets support of legalizing pot. So there you go. New York Times, Trump goes big in two states that end up voting against him, Louisiana and Kentucky. And this is all about how, you know what, Trump's appearances in Louisiana and Kentucky actually energize his opponents. And they're saying this could be, you know, big deal for his election. Probably, yeah, it could be. Yeah, might be. I mean, he might be, there might be a lot of Trump fatigue going on. New York Times, Bloomberg apologizes for stop and frisk at just the right time. The New York Times, money quote, but those close to the former mayor insist that his conversion on stop and frisk is sincere. They say he has come to the conclusion that can be hard to reach for a stubborn 77-year-old billionaire. He was wrong. You know, this is so transparent. I mean, Charles Blow, you know, who I don't quote very often in the New York Times, goes, come on. He's jumping into the Democratic race. He needs black voters. And all of a sudden he says, up, stop and frisk was wrong. It's racist. Washington Post, Dems afraid the long primary slog will hurt their chances. Yeah, it might. Tech, WeWork may lay off thousands. That sits in the New York Times, like one third of the workforce. New York Times, Ford's electric SUV. They're going big trying to, you know, challenge Tesla. This thing is going to be called a Mustang. And apparently Ford, the Mustang is the last sedan or something close to a sedan that Ford's going to make. Everything else being phased out. They're going to be SUVs and trucks. New York Times, a streaming revolution is here. This is about streaming television. Money quote is, I get asked all the time, when does this stop? When does it stop? Said Brett Sappington, a senior Parks Associate analyst and researcher. The truth is, it's only getting started. Hey, tell me about it. I went streaming. It's like I, you know, got rid of the satellite, got rid of the cable. I'm doing YouTube TV and then, you know, Netflix and Prime and Showtime and a few of those things. I'm done with those people. I've had it with them. New York Times, they're watching and listening. You're not paranoid. This is about all these devices that first of all, it's about people putting cameras in places like hotel rooms and stuff where you expect to have privacy. And the money quote here is, I used to sell mostly cameras, but in the last few years, it's more detection devices. So this executive of KGB Security Products in Nashville, there are just a lot more things to spy on you with. It's really changing our business model, to be honest. You know, I was with a bunch of kids this weekend, friends of my grandkids. We got talking about this because they said they use Alexa. And, you know, these are 15-year-olds. And they're absolutely convinced that their phones are listening to them all the time. One of them said to me, you know, last week I was, you know, I had my phone on me, in my hand. I wasn't talking to anybody on the phone. I was talking to somebody in person. I mentioned Burger King, and almost instantly there was a Burger King ad on my phone. Yeah. Social Justice Warriors, Kaepernick's comeback workout didn't work out so good. Stephen A. Smith said he didn't want to play. He wants to be a martyr. But guess what? It ain't working this time. I mean, this was a joke. He turned it into a publicity stunt. The NFL and Jay-Z were trying to give him a workout so these teams could see him. He wouldn't show. Then he announced he was doing the workout at a high school an hour south. I mean, at this point, really, what team would sign him? Seriously. Which Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, PG&E warns more power shutoffs this week in California. Jesus. Holy Christ. So the email is host@johngibson.com. I don't think, I don't know what's the matter with you guys. I don't think you were emailing me this weekend. Got a couple of long ones. The bitch box number is 859-544-2766. Yeah, I didn't do a podcast on Friday because I was flying to see the grandkids. But I did put out that author interview in the morning. So, you know, you should have been okay. But you never know. People get all upset. Hey, where's your, I pay you $3.50 a month. How come there was no thing on Friday? I take off once in a while. I see I got Bitchbox calls on the 14th. Maybe Khalil's finally getting better. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio and retweet because I'm supposed to, like, my rise is supposed to be connected to social media. Yeah. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. Yeah, hold on, I'm coming. The podcast will be coming at you in just a little while. This is The Morning Digestion. I'm John Gibson. See you later.